Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 18th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, we talked earlier about an interview with Apple's Greg Joswiak and Craig Federighi about the status of Apple's more personal and more powerful version of Siri. In that interview, the two Apple executives strongly suggested that the AI Siri update wouldn't arrive until 2026. Now, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is out with a new report offering more details on the delay, including Apple's internal timeline. According to the story, Apple plans to ship the upgraded Siri experience as part of iOS 26.4, an update typically released in March. Apple has declined to confirm the specific timeline, simply reiterating that the new Siri is slated for release, quote-unquote, in the coming year. That phrasing has long been a point of debate, with some interpreting it as a vague reference to 2025, and others reading it as confirmation of a 2026 launch. Internally, the target has slipped multiple times. The original goal was a fall 2024 rollout, then it shifted to early 2025, then it shifted to May of 2025, and now it's sometime next spring. According to Bloomberg's reporting on the issue, the delays stemmed from engineering challenges, including a buggy hybrid architecture that combined the old Siri system and the new Siri system, and failed about one-third of the time. The setbacks and slow rollout have triggered changes at the executive level inside Apple. Apple's head of AI, John Gianandrea, has been sidelined from Siri and other consumer-facing projects, and is instead largely focused on AI and machine learning research. The new Siri project is now under the leadership of Craig Federighi and Vision Pro lead Mike Rockwell, with the core tech undergoing a ground-up rebuild. Apple still has not offered a public demo of this new powerful version of Siri, instead focusing on the rollout of its other Apple Intelligence features and new developer-facing Apple Intelligence tools in iOS 26. Looking further ahead, Bloomberg says that Apple has plans for an even more advanced version of Siri, one that functions as a real-time, proactive, quote-unquote, digital co-pilot. Bloomberg says that this would turn Siri into an always-on device co-pilot that's more conversational. Apple also has teams exploring a dedicated chatbot-like app dubbed Knowledge that can tap into the open web. What exactly all of this will end up looking like is still unclear. But the first thing on Apple's roadmap is that previously announced version of Siri, again slated for iOS 26.4 in March of 2026. In other news today, Apple's Vice President Oliver Schuster, who leads Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Sport Content initiatives, made some grandiose statements recently in a sit-down interview with the president of the National Music Publishers Association. Most notably, Schuster is asked what he would change about the music industry if he could do it all over again. He said, quote, "I think it's crazy that 20 years in, we still offer music for free. It's a terrible mistake. As a company, we look at music as art, and we would never want to give art away for free," end quote. Obviously, these pointed remarks are in reference to the free ad-supported tiers offered by other streaming music services like Spotify and Amazon. Although Schuster didn't explicitly name those companies, it's a clear targeted comment seeing as Apple Music does not offer a free ad-supported tier of any sort. He said, quote, "We're the only service that doesn't have a free tier, and that's not because of the money or anything. We don't have a free service, and we will not have one. We have no plans to have one," end quote. The Apple executive then drew the comparison to Apple TV Plus, where viewers have to pay to watch the premium content. He noted that in January, Apple TV Plus had the most successful show in the world, Severance, and that everyone who wanted to watch it had to pay. He is concerned that free music makes it a commodity and devalues the art. These comments drew large applause from the audience of music publishers at the event, who are frustrated by the diminishing royalties for music streaming. Most recently, they have complained about the bundling of add-ons like audiobooks into Spotify and Amazon Music, which has resulted in even lower revenue to artists. Historically, Apple Music has paid the most to publishers and artists in terms of royalties, far more than its competitors like Spotify. But of course, promoting paid tiers is also firmly in Apple's business interest, as the company has traditionally struggled to grapple with advertising-based business models. And if you ask Spotify, they would argue that they pay out billions to artists, and they see the free service as a way to introduce more people to music in the first place and convert them to paid tiers. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Rounding out today, Apple was most recently rumored to be readying an unveiling of its HomePad smart display product in the spring, but the device's dependence on the troubled Siri feature, as we talked about earlier, seemingly put that launch on hold. Nevertheless, it seems work on the project continues, as there's new evidence in the just-released iOS 18.6 beta showing that continued work. New assets in the iOS 18.6 beta might even reveal the screen resolution of the device. The asset suggests that the home device will have a screen resolution of 2176 pixels wide. That's in the same ballpark as the iPad mini. The iPad mini has a screen size of 8.3 inches. 9to5mac also previously reported that Apple was testing its home OS tvOS hybrid on an iPad mini internally. Therefore, assuming Apple sticks to a similar Retina pixel density as the iPad mini, you would be able to infer that the smart display product will feature a screen size of around 8 inches. The question, as of right now, is when Apple will actually ship this HomePad smart display product. The most likely outcome at this point in time is that Apple doesn't ship or announce anything until early 2026, again, when that more powerful version of Siri is actually available. That wraps up another episode of 9to5mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5mac Daily.